Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined today by Jim Huckett, sales trader at Hobart Capital. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, very well. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. I didn't get the card. It's obviously in the post.
It sure is, yes.
What are we looking at today?
A couple of bits of love for our viewers out there. Let's start with Virgin Money. Mm-hmm. RBC have initiated today with an outperform rating. Stocks currently up to 2.4% on a morning where the market is doing nothing. Mm-hmm. They're saying basically the price target they have is 4.15, and they are looking really at the fact that Virgin is a good brand. Virgin Money obviously carries none of the stigma attached to the banking crisis that we've had previously. It's a model that can go forward along, you know, with the other challenger banks and new money lenders out there. But where Virgin has got the jump is obviously that brand, which I see as their major play. People are comfortable with the Virgin name as against something like Metro Bank or Shawbrook or Aldermore that they might not be so familiar with. So Virgin's already got that leg up on the challengers, and it's also got the leg up in terms of branding on the already existing lenders out there. So I think it's a good growth story, and I like that as something to follow going forward. And obviously 4.15 from 3.36, that's showing a lot of upside.
Yeah, quite a bit of upside. And Virgin Money don't have the high street banks or the actual buildings to worry about. I assume it's all online. It's a better model in this day and age than, say, your Lloyds or Barclays or RBS. So
yeah, it's a more comfortable environment for the new people going into banking. It's much more relaxed. You know, it's more of a lounge feel going in there. Although the NatWest and RBSs etc. are trying to change their, you know, not having this countered approach and stuff like that. They're playing essentially catch up to the more relaxed model that someone like Virgin offers.
Great. And next stock up.
Next stock up is Drax, which JP Morgan. Drax is one of your safer kind of bets, you know, in that utility space. But with JP Morgan, they're talking about the strategy of the company, basically moving from a biomass conversion program to an integrated customer growth strategy. It's a shift for Drax, and it will breathe new life in, is what they're saying. If you want something a little bit steadier, where you're not going to be looking at too much downside, maybe Drax is the one for you.
So more exciting utility play. I mean, utilities can be quite dull, but this seems a bit more exciting.
Because of the shifting strategy.
Great. And last up, your last stock for
the day. Last stock is a company called Fidessa, which I don't know how many of you be familiar with, probably very many of them, bearing in mind this is a specialty financial program. Fidessa figures yesterday, okay on the face of it, but when you drag down the bare bones like Barcap have in their note and look at the amount of FX that was involved in that and how they benefited there, that's something that's probably going to be pretty unique to this year given what's gone on. We are working in the financial industry. We can see the contraction going on in trading rooms, in the investment banks. I don't see where the growth is at this time for Fidessa, same as Barcap are saying. So it's not one that I would be sending a Valentine's card to today.
The stock's had a really good run-up over the past few years.
It has, maybe
a little toppy-up here.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think if you were a wise man, you'd be reducing.
Fantastic. Well, Jim or James, thanks very much for coming in today, and we look to see you again on Tip TV in the future.
Thank you very much, Matt. Cheers. See you.